Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Rex Allen Jr. Good morning to you, Rex.
Good morning to you.
And
how's the weather there?
Well, right now it's really sunny, but I understand because you are in Las Vegas, you're going to be sending us some stuff here by the time we hear your voice. It's going to be moving in, and we're going to look forward to rain.
Well, I know. You know, I spent an awful lot of my career in your portion of the Midwest. You know, I mean, I worked the Iowa State Fair. I worked the Iowa Thrashers Reunion over in Mount Pleasant. I even worked the Missouri State Fair this past year. And so I know how dry it's been. Also, too, the other thing a lot of people don't know is that all of my mother's family comes from about 40 miles south of Plattsmouth.
Oh, well, you really are Midwest.
Well, yeah, and then my mother started on radio in Shenandoah.
Oh, my goodness, that's even closer to home now. Now we're all right here.
The unfortunate thing about our show on Sunday is there may be some of those people there.
Yeah, that's true. And we want to get that in here right now, and that is, you know, we could fly to Las Vegas and see you, but we don't need to go that far. We can just go to Newmarket, which is really close to Shenandoah, this Sunday. And you're going to be there along with a Country Legends concert. I want to get in here that it's at the Minor Pavilion at Newmarket, Iowa. Doors open at 1, show starts at 2, and you're going to be a really special guest there, Rex. So I know folks are really looking forward to seeing and hearing you.
Well, you know, you folks in that part of the world have been real kind to me and my family for a lot of years. It's not just me, but Dad. And you know, I try... In all of my shows, I try to talk about my history, and the reason why is because I think it's important. You know, my mom started in Shenandoah, and then she went from there to Yankton, South Dakota, and then from WLS in Chicago, and that's where Dad really got his start. Was at WLS. That's where they met and married.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk talk just a little more about your dad, because that's
sure.
Kind of another generation before. I know my husband said, oh, yeah, I remember him on all the Western movies.
Yeah, Dad was the last singing cowboy for Republic. He followed Roy Rogers at Republic. And he did, you know, a bunch of films for them. But that era... honestly, pretty much ended at about 1952. Mm-hmm. Now, they still ran some of those films into the 50s, but then when television went color, they dropped showing all of those films on TV. Now, there's places you can go on the internet and see them now.
Mm-hmm.
There are people like me, and there's a couple other people that are uploading all of the old cowboy films. But they, you know, here's what I think, and the reason why I bring it into my show, and you'll see it in at the Minor Pavilion, is that when Tom Brokaw retired, he wrote a great book called The Greatest Generation. It was about that generation of American men and women who fought the Second World War in Korea. But in my opinion, what he missed was where those three generations of American men and women got their morality. And they got it from Gene Autry, Roy Rogers, and
yes.
Rex Allen.
Yes.
And I think that, you know, I've got a grandson that's 5. I think that he could write his master's thesis on what those films did to strengthen the morality in the United States mm-hmm. at that point in time.
Yeah, good basis.
No, that guy wore a white hat, that guy wore a black hat. There was no gray area.
Pretty clear, right
yes. or wrong. You
yes,
know?
Yes.
And I'd like to see us go back to that.
Well, there would certainly be some good things to go back to when you talk about the morality.
Well, that's why I've
morality
written so many songs
ethics.
About it. You know, I've got Can You Hear Those Pioneers, which is a big hit for me, you know, talks about that. Last of the Silver Screen Cowboys talks about that. I do another song with called Where Are the Heroes? It talks about the same thing. I really believe that, you know, that sort of thing is important to our heritage, and we need to not forget it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Rex, you... like many singers, you're also the songwriter. And then I want to mention, and you can go back to your songwriting here in a minute, but I also want to mention your other parts of your profession that are related to your golden voice, those great vocal cords you're blessed with and lots of hard work and dedication. You've done, for instance, a lot of voiceovers for commercials. I think that's interesting.
I've done a lot of commercials over the years. I'm the guy that did Me and my RC, me and my RC. So what's good enough for other folks ain't good enough for me and my RC. I did Nobody Makes Malt Liquor Like Schlitz. Nobody. I did the Mahindra tractor commercials for 5 years. I did Pfizer Genetics for years in the farm community. And for your younger audience, if you go rent a movie called Me, Myself, and Irene starring Jim Carrey, I'm the guy that goes, meet Charlie Bailey Gates of the Rhode Island State Police, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Mm-hmm. So I narrated Irene. I do voiceover work, and ironically enough, a lot of it has gone to Internet, so much Internet stuff. You know, I do radio. There are so many Internet radio stations mm-hmm. now that I'm doing spots for something called Range Radio, for another web service called weepwa.com, which is a social media site for entertainment. So, I do a lot of that stuff mm-hmm. and have continued to do it. The only difference is that, like when my dad was doing the Ford tractor commercials, he used to have to get on a plane and fly to Detroit. Nowadays, they email me the copy. I have a studio in my home, and I do the spots and email them back to them. I don't have to go anywhere to do it.
So in some cases, technology is really great.
It's really helped a lot, and it's a lot cheaper. And very briefly, one year back in the 70s, I had a couple of months off, and my engineer called and said, hey, Rex, you want to come help me build a studio? I know you know how to hold a hammer. So I went and helped him build the studio, and I said, well, what kind of board are you putting in here? And he said, I'm putting in a Neve console. And I said, well, how much is it going to cost? He said, about $750,000. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, I went out and bought an Apple computer for $1,200, and it has, the irony of it is, it has a program on it called GarageBand that has the same board in it that he paid $750,000 for.
Amazing.
In the 70s.
That's amazing.
So, you know, you can do things like that. Yes. I have a couple. I have a new CD out called Garage Songs, Volume 1. It just came out, and it was old songs of mine that I had done demos on that I re-demoed in my own studio in my house. And I think my sister is in the business too. My sister works for a company in Nashville. And it's getting to the point where now I'm not even going to ship records, you know, hard cut goods anymore.
Right.
I'll just email it all.
Right.
You just email it all.
Right.
So yep. Technology has changed and it's helped, but it doesn't change, you know, the personal appearance business. You still have to, you can be a great singer, but you can be terrible on stage.
Well, it's kind of like going to a ball game too. You don't get the real flavor and the whole audience reaction and all those sorts of things.
No, you don't. And you don't get the joy and the sadness and laughter and the tears that you do when you go to a concert. Mm-hmm. It's a whole different thing. And I always tell new acts, they say, well, I've been working in this bar for 3 years, and I'm going to go to Nashville and record. And I said, well, just be advised that recording is a different thing than live performance. Mm-hmm. It's not the same deal.
Different kind of energy there. And so
it's
I want to get
kind of energy, yes.
I want to get in here again that they can get people can come and see you live Sunday, October 14th. That's this Sunday at the Minor Pavilion in Newmarket, Iowa. If you have any questions about that, give us a call at KJN. We have all this information here because tickets are $10 now, $12 at the door. All of the proceeds go to the Alzheimer's Association. So in addition to doing good things for yourself to getting to hear you, Rex, they also doing good things for the Alzheimer's unit. And so if people want to know more about you, Rex Allen Jr., or want to get some of your music, and you know, where can they get that kind of information?
Well, you know, it's all internet based now. You go to rexallenjr.com. I have Facebook. I have two Facebook sites. One is a fan site and one is another kind of site. So there's two Facebook sites. There's Twitter, and I have a blog too. So you can find me on Twitter too. It's become this kind of thing where you reach out to me, and honestly, I don't have somebody else answering stuff on all of those deals.
I do it myself.
I take care of it. And sometimes it takes me a couple of days to get back to people, mm-hmm. but I do get back to them.
Well,
but I try to keep. up to date with them that way. But the best way to order stuff on me, and there's a good selection of albums and stuff like that that are on the website, and they go through a company called CD Baby, and then iTunes. I'm all over iTunes. Everything's on iTunes nowadays.
Okay, well, there's lots more to know about you, Rex, and we don't have time to do that, but I want to thank you for visiting with us here. And
I got news for you. If you come to the show at in New Market, you'll know everything you ever needed to know about me or Dad.
Okay, that's a promise now. So thanks so much, Rex Allen Jr., for visiting with us.
I'm really looking forward to it. I have a lot of friends and fans and friends down in that area that have been so kind to me and my dad for so many years that I'm really looking forward to seeing everybody.
And so are folks here in the area. So thanks so much. And until next time, here's a thought. There's only one success: to be able to spend your life in your own way.